All right, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Chess Times, and today, oh man, we're diving into something special.
Yeah, chess, the world of knights, pawns, queens, but above all, brains.
Exactly. It's like the ultimate mental battlefield, right? Patience, cunning, and strategy, all clashing on a tiny 64-square board.
Indeed. Chess isn't about physical might. It's about mental agility. Think of it as cognitive warfare. A game of decisions, execution, and even deception, all hidden beneath calm faces. Remarkable, isn't it?
Totally. And what fascinates me, honestly, is how every single move can feel like it has the weight of the entire game riding on it. Like one mistake and boom.
The board tilts out of your favor, true. Yet, that's exactly why it's so beautiful. Every piece has a role, and every game tells its own story. It mirrors life in many ways. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, 100%. Life and chess? It's just, they're kind of intertwined. And don't even get me started on what happens during tournaments.
The pressure, the drama, the precision.
Yes, and all the tactical brilliance. But hey, we're getting ahead of ourselves, right?
True. There's much to unpack today. Shall we begin?
Let's talk about some of the ongoing weekly chess events. First up, we have weekly chess nights, which are hosted by USCF. These tournaments take place every Tuesday from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. EST.
What's great about this event is that it's open to all ages and skill levels. Whether you're a casual player or a serious competitor, there's something here for everyone.
Absolutely. It serves as an excellent arena for players to improve their chess skills while enjoying the camaraderie of other chess enthusiasts.
Next, the Texas Chess Center hosted a four-round tournament on Sunday with a 30-minute time control and D5.
From that, let's not forget some standout results. Joseph Collins, Ibuka Udiani delivered an outstanding performance to emerge victorious in the Open Irving Swiss tournament, with Vishnu Raghavendra taking a solid second place and Sai Srihas Kasula securing third. Such a competitive event with some incredible talent on display.
Moving on, Sunday Action Quads are U.S. chess-rated tournaments designed specifically for scholastic players from kindergarten to 12th grade.
These tournaments provide a structured, professional, and competitive environment, making them perfect for younger players looking to hone their skills.
It's a fantastic way for kids to experience a professional tournament atmosphere while still having fun.
And let's not forget the DMV Chess Weekly online tournaments. These are such a great way for players to jump into competitive chess right from the comfort of their own homes.
Yes, it's convenient, accessible, and perfect for anyone who wants to stay connected to the chess community without having to travel.
And it's worth noting that this tradition started during the COVID pandemic, when many chess events were put on hold. It's great to see that it has continued, offering a convenient platform for players to engage with chess.
These tournaments have truly transformed how players interact with the game, making chess more accessible than ever.
And they serve as stepping stones, guiding players towards larger aspirations. Step by step, they lead to grander stages.
Speaking of grander stages,
let's dive into the world of international tournaments. There's so much to look forward to, with several events currently being set up.
Absolutely. Chess players and fans alike are eagerly anticipating some of the best duels over the board in the coming days, weeks, and months.
Now we dive into the latest happenings from the Tata Steel Chess Tournament. We'll cover all the action up to round 5 in both the Masters and Challengers sections. So grab your boards and let's get started.
After 5 rounds, we have R. Pragnananda and Noderbek Abdusatarov tied for the lead, both with 4 points. Pragnananda held his ground with a draw against GM Max Wormerdam in round 5, keeping him at the top.
It's been a great battle so far. These two are in phenomenal form.
All right, let's shift gears to the Challengers section, where things are heating up as well. The current leader is GM Arvin Lamy, who's taken the lead with 4 points after his win over IM Divya Deshmukh in round 5.
He's looking strong, and what's interesting is he's half a point ahead of GM Benjamin Bach and GM Tidai Van Nguyen, both at 3 points. The race is on!
Also, as the youngest world chess champion in history, Gukesh is not only making headlines but also setting records. His strategic prowess will be on display at Tata Steel. Known for his dynamic playstyle, Niemann continues to impress with his performances in online tournaments. His recent match against Nakamura was a testament to his skill and determination.
Over in Asia, the 2025 Esports World Cup in Riyadh is set to make waves. They're leveraging their large online platform to further popularize chess, with the tournament being part of the Champions Tour.
This kind of exposure is fantastic for chess. It's helping the game reach new audiences and elevate its status in the esports community.
In Africa, FIDE is making efforts to increase its involvement across the subcontinent.
That's a great initiative. There's so much untapped talent in the region, but many players face challenges like poverty or conflict that limit their opportunities to showcase their skills.
Finally, let's talk about the ACO 2025 World Chess Championship. This event is all about fostering young talent, with participants from over 60 nations taking part.
That's truly a universal tournament and a great platform for the next generation of chess players to shine on the world stage.
To wrap things up, chess is truly on the rise, with more young players embracing the game and diverse variations and time controls, keeping it fresh and exciting.
That's right. From Iceland planning international tournaments to Cyprus aiming to join this global chess movement, it's amazing to see how chess is uniting players across the world.
Beyond the moves on the board, chess is fostering cultural exchanges and building connections worldwide, solidifying its place as a global phenomenon.
Absolutely. The future of chess is bright, and we're all here to witness and celebrate this incredible journey.
And on that note, we're wrapping things up for today. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Yes, wonderful talking with you all. Until next time, may your moves be wise and your games inspiring.
Take care, everyone. See you soon.